Hey, man. Wow. If you ever want to sing a song or read the words to a song that tells you about your faith, the foundation of your faith, and that's exactly why, how firm a foundation. Read these words. Say these words. If you don't know what one of them means, look it up. Figure it out. And just know how amazing it is. And I like, when through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. How many times have you said to someone, you know, the Lord says my grace is sufficient for all your needs. And I hope and pray that God's grace is sufficient during these times. And it says, the flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The dross is the waste, and the refiner's at the foundry, and the gold comes out refined. As our lives, God says, the fire's not going to burn you. It's going to take away the evil. It's going to take away the bad. It's going to refine you. It's going to make you pure as gold. Our scripture this day comes from 1 John, the 4th chapter, verse 7 through 21. God is love. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. You see, God's love was revealed among us in this way, that God sent His only Son into the world that we might live through Him. In this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for all of our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, guess what? God lives in us. And His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent His Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this way, that we may have boldness on this day, on the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because He first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and hate their brothers and sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. This commandment we have from Him is this. Those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. The word of God for His children. Thanks be to God.